Welcome, listeners, to Illusion Empire Podcast. Now, in this fifth episode, we'll be discussing three topics. The first one is the coronavirus in a more political context. And the second one is the coronavirus again, but in a video game context. And the third one's going to be something completely random, and I'll only talk about that one in the third and final segment. Okay, we're going to jump right straight to the first segment. So the coronavirus is, it's a virus that, caused an outbreak in Wuhan, China. As of now, 1,300 people has been affected. And has killed over 40 people. And that, then the death toll is expected to go up. Okay, so expect an increase in that because China is a very, very populated country. And as long as there's a lot of hosts nearby the viruses, it could just continue to grow and thrive and spread as ill to others. Well, Chinese have taken drastic steps by building quarantines in their hospitals, and they even banned and shut off airports, and they have banned all airport operations just to contain this virus. They have been taking drastic steps. So they're doing their part, even though it originated over there. But the virus has spread to the United States. And as of now, there is 5 confirmed cases. And the source of this is from the Center of Disease Control, CDC for short. And I don't know why America has not taken any steps yet on preventing this. So far has been a local effort, based on my understanding of these cases. They haven't taken a national level steps yet. And to me, that's very concerning. But the federal government is too busy on this Trump impeachment, which, you know, he's going to win. And they should be focusing on that disease, and you can hold Donald Trump accountable later. Okay? So, I just think America needs to straighten up its priorities, because if we don't, it could spread just as bad as China, and the death toll is gonna definitely go up in America if we don't take this virus very, very seriously. Alright? So, America, do your part. Seriously, just do your part. It already has hit Chicago, Illinois, California, Los Angeles, which that's scary because Los Angeles is very populous. So is Chicago. And then in another one is Maricopa, Arizona. Which, that's a small town. That will be easier to contain the virus. I don't want to make any light of it, but it'll be easier to contain it there. While in Chicago and Los Angeles, containing that is going to be more difficult. There's just a lot of people around and plenty of hosts for this virus to grow and spread. Right? So we need to step up our efforts, America. China is doing its part. And there are some steps I think we need to take. And a lot of this is common sense. Wash your hands in the sink, people. Wear a mask. Boost up the immunity system. All right. And rest. When you're sick. No, actually, forget that. have some sleep, because when you have sleep, your immune system will function and it will be ready to fight off the virus, or at least resist it. Okay? So, yeah, I'm not going to dig deep into this Trump impeachment because I already know the end result. But I want to focus on this coronavirus, and to me, I find it's more important than this nonsense. And we will be jumping on to the next segment, which features the coronavirus, but it'll be briefly discussed with a video game context. Anchor is a free podcasting app that is perfect for beginners. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast. Anchor will distribute your podcast so that it could be heard in other platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm. That is anchor.fm. I'm going to repeat. It is anchor.fm to get started. What are you waiting for? I've been doing this for about a year now. And if you really have the passion to start a podcast, you should do it. It's fun and easy. Okay, dear listeners, you have reached the second segment of this podcast. I'll be discussing about a coronavirus with a more video game oriented context. So you're definitely going to be hearing this ominous tune again. I mean, you're actually hearing it right now. And there's a reason for that. I mean, I'm sure you figured it out by now that this is a serious topic. And I think putting a cheap hip hop beat will be, to me, inappropriate. So that's the reason I have done that change. That's going to be mostly for this episode or any other episode that has a serious topic. All right, so there is a game called Plague Inc. Plague Inc. is a game that's mostly featured in the smartphone devices. The iPhone and the Android users, I'm sure some of you has heard about this game. This game is essentially a disease simulation game. It's a game that tasks the player to spread the disease to wipe out humanity. And that's an interesting game if you're into epidemiology. That's the study of epidemics, the spread of diseases. And recently, this game has gotten a massive uptick in sales. I think the obvious reason why it's a massive uptick in sales is because people want to get, some people learn through video games, and that's a hands-on learning approach to learning. They want to learn how a virus spreads. I mean, that is interesting, way of learning about the disease. I'm not sure that particular disease has been featured yet in that game. I doubt it. But then again, smartphone games update a lot faster than a game in a console. So this game has a massive uptick in sales, and of course some people are curious about it, some people are afraid about this virus, and all we have to do is just do our best to prevent the virus from spreading. So, keeping that in mind, this video game has multiple types of disease you can spread. You can spread bacteria-based disease, viral-based disease, even parasites, and they have so much more. Because this game, as a player, you have to wipe out the adapting humanity. So you pick that disease and you just try to wipe out humanity. So this is just a one way of people learning about diseases. One thing they should keep in mind, that a video game should not be replaced as a health consultant or as a scientist, because that would be just dangerous, and those experts know a lot more than what the video game could portray or simulate. So, and I'm sure the developers have put that in their warning or disclaimer. I haven't personally played the game myself, and to be honest, I'm not interested in that. I probably watch a YouTube video to see how that is, but I'm not going to spend much time on that game. So always consult with a doctor, always consult with an expert in the related field. Do not use a video game as your prime source. That's all I have to say. And we will be moving on to the third and final segment. Thank you, listeners, for reaching the third and final segment of this podcast. This segment, unlike the first two, will be just a little more light in on content, and the cheesy little hip-hop theme has been restored. Well, it's actually more R&B. Nah, you decide. Alright, so I'm going to be discussing about something that I actually find hilarious, and this is going to be about a strip club that has been busted for bringing in illegal drugs and accepting food stamps. Yes, you heard me. Food stamps for payment to get lap dances. Yeah, and this strip club is located in Dayton, Ohio. And they've been busted with this. I'm so happy that they busted with this, and they should bust any other establishment that accepts food stamps for anything that is non-food related, such as lap dances. And some of them even use it for cocaine as drugs. Yeah. They have used food stamps to purchase cocaine. Good for them. Oh, yeah. Good for them for being caught. And, you know, this is just a waste of source, especially for those who need it. But yet you had these crooks that just use food stamps for lap dances and drugs. I'm so happy that they're caught. And they've been investigating this for the Ohio Investigation Department. They have been conducting this investigation for 5 months. And they have used undercover agents to expose this filthy activity that has been conducted in the strip club. Oh, I'm happy that they lost all their licenses and the establishment needed to shut down. Because what they did was wrong, and I'm happy that they did. That they were able to do this, because this is a waste of source for those who really need it. And it's very unfortunate some family members who have tried to apply for this benefit gets denied because of crooked organizations or fraudulent people who knows the system, who knows the loopholes, and get the benefit that they don't need and deserved. But for ones that really need it, some of them get rejected for various reasons that I'm not going to dive into. You know, this is a waste of government benefit for the needy people. And of course, this would support the Republican narrative. Yeah, you see where the food stamps go to? Food stamps will be used for food. They'll be used for illegal activities. There's a waste. Well, that's their main point. Actually, but it's more is a waste. But this investigation will support the fiscal conservative narrative that comes from the Republican Party. So, and you know, this right here can piss some people off. And I personally don't blame them for being pissed off, because the source of some financial relief that's supposed to be intended to get food has been wasted on, you know, crooked people who has been using this to get drugs and lap dances. I mean, anyone with a functioning brain knows that lap dances is not food. So it's obviously illegal, and you don't have to be smart to know that. So keep that in mind. With the exception of the undercover agents who use that just to bait and expose this establishment as rightfully closed for conducting such filthy and illegal activities. And the government really needs to update their requirements on who could get food stamps, because there are people that really do need it. Obviously not the criminals who were caught using for drugs, lap dances, and other sexual activities. And the interesting part is that they managed to get a machine that could, I'm probably adding more to the story here, They have a machine that could pull out cash out of the the EBT card. And we need to keep digging and finding any establishment that's doing it, because it's illegal and it's a waste of necessary sources for those who need it. Alright. So that's all I have to say about that. It was funny. I'm actually happy that they got caught, and just police, undercover agents, keep up the good work. And recover some of this essential source for those who really need it. Okay. So this is just the end of this podcast, and light note. And one thing I have to say for all you listeners is enjoy life.